In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a hymn in the Complete Anglican Hymn Book, hymn number 753, to be precise, by Priscilla Owens called "Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life?" It goes like this, you may know it. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life, when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? And let's be honest, when life is easy, we can plod along regardless, not concerning ourselves with the complexities and deeper mysteries of life. Yet when the going gets tough, when we are faced with enormous problems, then questions come along which can shake the very core of our being. We've certainly all had plenty of time to reflect on this sort of thing in the last 12 months or so. Think of some things that might trigger our feelings of insecurity or inadequacy. The death of a friend. A life-threatening illness. They're the kinds of things that can leave us wondering who we are and what point there is in life. None of us are immune from this angst. In early Christian art, it was not unusual to depict the church as a boat driven hard in a perilous sea, and Jesus in the midst, surrounded by a drenched crew, filled with fear as they watched the waves plunge into their boat. The disciples were the same, so it's no wonder that that's how it can feel at times. Because the thing is, most boats, left to their own devices, don't carry on going straight. Ultimately, they get into problems if left to go their own way. I'm sure many of you will have been to Oxford or Cambridge and seen punting. You might not have done it, but it all looks straightforward. There's slow-moving, shallow water. A wide, flat-bottomed punt and a punt pole that gives motion and steering. What could possibly go wrong? Last time we did it, there was a punt stuck in one side of the river. We passed it, and about 30 minutes later, on our way back, it was stuck in roughly the same place, but on the other side of the river. This group were punting from the wrong end, so the pole was under the punt. They couldn't go forward because the punt was stuck on the pole. There were some US visitors on the bank that helpfully called out to the people in the boat, "Why weren't there any oars or tiller?" When time comes upon us where we can lose direction, when things conspire to make everything difficult, having Jesus at our helm means that we have the means to carry on. But let's be honest, God's intervention often seems remote at times. At times we cry as the disciples did to Jesus, "Teacher, don't you care?" In the disciples' context, they've just had Jesus destroying evil spirits. Religious leaders turning against Jesus, some accusing Jesus of being in league with Satan. And in Mark chapter 3 verse 21, some of his own family want to arrest him because they think he's finally gone mad. Little surprise that when the storm blows up, they think Jesus isn't bothered. We have to remember as well that these are hardened fishermen. So whatever they're going through at the time, it's clearly a very bad storm. But here's one for us to mull over. Would we behave any differently? Do we when there are storms in our lives? Jesus says, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" We cannot stop ourselves from being afraid when we are in perilous situations, but we must never doubt that in that perilous situation, Jesus is present with us and cares for us. Jesus with the disciples was accepting those whose faith was immature and imperfect. And to be honest, we can all be like that at times of stress. Jesus simply asked people to listen to him and follow him. He relied on the Holy Spirit to lead them on in truth. So must we, whatever kind of believers we feel we are at the moment. He'll never leave us like in this example. As the storm raged, the captain realised his ship was sinking fast. He called out, "Anyone here know how to pray?" One man stepped forward. "Aye, Captain, I know how to pray." "Good," said the captain. "You pray while the rest of us put on our life jackets. We're one short." So Jesus, the God-man, the one that has the power to calm the wind and the waves, this is the one that came to give us life in the fullest. Think of it this way. Don't tell God how big your storm is. Tell the storm how big your God is. And if people we know are in the midst of storms and no longer have a view of how things can be better, where their horizon is no longer visible, remember that God loves us unconditionally and is always there, whatever befalls us. It's God who sent his only Son, so that through his love, we will never sink. Amen.